You are listening to 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I'm Julie Slater, your midday host. Today, we get the lineup for the 2024 Hollywood Bowl summer season schedule from the Los Angeles Philharmonic Association. I am so excited. The Bowl is one of the most iconic places to see live music, to see, hear music, see people performing amongst the trees in LA. It's one of my favorite venues in the world. And today I have Joanna Reese, Vice President of Programming at the LA Phil. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, Julie. Good to
be
here.
You're about to give us the big scoop. I can't believe we're already talking about summer.
I know. I feel the same, but we all look forward to it.
If someone lives in Los Angeles and they haven't gone to the Bowl yet, I feel like shame on you. It's such a great experience. So the LA Phil Music and Artistic Director Gustavo Dudamel returning for his 15th Hollywood Bowl season. And I've heard one of the shows is going to be two nights with 18-time Latin Grammy winner Natalia Lafourcade. Can you tell me about that show?
Yes, we are so excited to have Natalia back. We've had her once before at the Hollywood Bowl, and so this is a return with a brand new show. And she and Gustavo have become very good friends, and so they're essentially putting the show together as a team, and it will be only happening at the Hollywood Bowl for these two nights. There'll be one Carnegie Hall in October, but it's a very special event to have Natalia for these shows. We're thrilled, and it will be a fully new show, new experience.
And those shows are September 6th and 7th. That's great. Okay, now I want to also talk about some of the Hollywood Bowl debuts. Leve, we play Leve on the station. 24 years old, classically trained musician, sings, plays piano, cello, guitar. When's that show? How did that come together? And is Leve playing with the LA Phil then?
Yes. The show is Wednesday, August 7th. And yes, she's playing with the LA Phil. And we're thrilled to have her actually back for the second time, because last summer we had her with the LA Phil at the Ford, our venue across the street. And we all knew as soon as we announced the show and the fans just came out of the woodwork that we have never seen anything quite like it with the fans and the reaction on that show. It was an extraordinary concert. She's an extraordinary artist and well-deserved with this trajectory that she is on, because she's doing incredibly huge numbers, sellout concerts, sellout. I think she's going into arenas next summer. I mean, it's
wow,
an incredible story, and it's so well deserved. And you see the art, you know, that she's putting out there, and it's so wonderful that, you know, so many young people are so into it.
And how about Mitski?
That show is at the end of the summer. That's September 28th. Equally excited, of course. We have been hoping to have Mitski at the Bowl for years, and we're thrilled. And we have Sharon Van Etten actually supporting her on that show. It's been another one with this trajectory just off the charts. And it's all deserved. These are incredible young artists who are just doing wonderful things.
And then tell us about the Juneteenth celebration.
Yeah, so the Juneteenth show, we are absolutely over the moon about this one. We have T-Pain performing with an all-Black orchestra called The Color of Noise, led by conductor Derek Hodge. And I don't know how familiar you are, but if you have not listened or been playing the Live at the Sunrose covers that came out in December last year, T-Pain, it's amazing. And we all know the history with T-Pain, and he blows your mind. He's an incredible, incredible vocalist. He's got this one cover of Change Gonna Come that is, it's just heart-wrenching and beautiful and emotional. And the whole record, you know, he's got some Black Sabbath covers and Luther and Journey and Sam Smith and, like I said, Sam Cooke. So anyway, that's a night that will be incredible in terms of he's inviting a bunch of special guests. So this is one we're super excited about. It's, celebrating Juneteenth, and he'll have special guests. T-Pain's inviting friends and, you know, celebrating freedom and determination, creativity, and all of Black freedom and excellence that makes for a Juneteenth celebration. So we're thrilled about this one.
There's another show that I'm eyeing. I've seen Kamasi Washington before. I saw him at the Ford. So it looks like Kamasi Washington is coming for the return of the Hollywood Bowl Jazz Fest.
Yes, indeed. So jazz. Jazz Fest is coming back June 15 and 16. We work closely with Kamasi Washington and Herbie Hancock, our creative chair of jazz, curating that festival. So they put this together and we all work on it. And Kamasi is headlining on the second night, the Sunday night. We also have Robert Glasper's coming with Yebba. We have Christian McBride, Baby Rose, Soul Rebels, Sean Couty, Alex Isley, Herbie Hancock's Institute of Jazz Performance from UCLA, Jodeci, and a whole bunch of others. So we're thrilled about that. We love working with Kamasi. It's always great at the Bowl.
It's always so amazing to see. Kamasi is so great himself, but everyone he surrounds himself. If you're a musician at all, you sit there in awe of just how great all the musicians are. It's really super fun. I highly recommend that show, everybody. Okay, let's talk about a July 4th fireworks spectacular. I love who you have playing for this one. Go ahead, tell us about it.
Yeah, Harry Connick Jr. He'll be doing the three nights, a three-night 4th of July spectacular. So it's with the orchestra, it's with the LA Phil, conducted by Thomas Wilkins. And then all three nights, of course, have the fireworks that we all love every year with the marching band and all the great American music. So yeah, it's another great night at the Bowl. And I should say, it's interesting, this year, 2024 we are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Hollywood Bowl becoming a county park.
Oh, wow.
The Bowl was actually privately owned and then gifted to the county 100 years ago, and they made it a public park, which it still is. So that's why for all the LA Phil shows, you can bring in all your own picnic baskets, your beverage of choice, and you can come in. There's 18 different picnic areas on the property.
It's the best experience to picnic at the Hollywood Bowl. It's so much fun. And then you were saying, like, if someone goes onto the Hollywood Bowl and looks at all the shows, how do they know which shows they can bring? I think you can bring in food to all the shows, right? But it's the beverages that are just the LA Phil shows.
That is correct. The LA Phil in-house shows, if you go onto the website, the HollywoodBowl.com, our website or app, you'll see it listed if it's a special event, a lease event, and then it will say special lease event restrictions apply. So it clearly marks what the rental, the lease events are. So you know, okay, those are the ones we cannot bring everything in.
I also wanted to go over some of the artists that we play at the SoCal Sound. It sounds like Beck's coming.
Beck is coming. So he will also be performing with the LA Phil. So it'll be a full Beck with orchestra show.
Wow.
That's July 6th. And we love Beck. I mean, we consider Beck a member of our family. We've worked with him so often over the years at all three of our venues. And so having him back in his hometown for his hometown show at the Bowl, we're very happy to have him back.
I want to list off some of the other artists that we love. Rodrigo y Gabriela of Vance Joy, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Sylvan Esso, Chaka Khan, India Ari, the Gypsy Kings, Gary Clark Jr., there's so many, Christopher Cross and Toto. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a fun one.
And then there are also, what about, did we mention this yet? The world premiere debut of Marvel Studios' Infinity Saga concert experience. What's that?
Yeah, that is another one with the full orchestra and Gustavo conducting. And that is going to be a fully new film created and sort of all the Marvel stories woven together in one film played with orchestra. So you will not be able to see this anywhere until you come and see this at the Hollywood Bowl. And you don't actually even have to be a fan of the Marvel series if you haven't seen those movies. Like, I am sorry to admit I have not, but I watched the trailer they sent as they were preparing this for the film, and
the music.
I loved
amazing.
It. It's great. Yeah. It doesn't, you don't have to have any sort of background or knowledge. And it's a super fun film with orchestra.
Now, will the last show be, I see here, the end of season fireworks finale. Is that the final show of the season?
It is not. It's our final subscription weekend. Yeah. Boys to Men with the fireworks. Yes. They are coming back to the Bowl. They sold out the last time years ago, and they're always super fun. It's amazing how many hits they have and how many songs everybody knows. And
that is really an awesome lineup for our 2024 Hollywood Bowl season coming up. I am here with Joanna Reese from the LA Phil. So tell us about, people can either buy single tickets to shows, but there's also a subscription. And what does that mean?
That means that actually as of today, as we're announcing this 2024 season, you can purchase a subscription, a new subscription for any of these shows that we talked about as a subscription. And essentially what that means is you choose which package works for you. There's Saturday night packages, Friday night packages, the Sunday night packages, Wednesday jazz, etc. So it's all on the website and you basically pick out, you can, you know, it can be three shows, it can be six, it could be four. There's a few different ways to purchase subscriptions. And then on March 19th, we actually have a package that's called Create Your Own, where you essentially create your own subscription from all different shows. So you don't have to buy just the Saturday nights or just the Sundays, etc. So you can pick and choose and create your own custom subscription. And then on May 7th, single tickets are available. So
when you do a subscription, is that kind of like with sports? Do you sit in the same seats?
You do.
Oh, neat.
That is not that I would know about the sports part, but yes, for this part, yes. And again, you can, you know, you, a lot of people come early. We really encourage people to come early, bring their picnics, picnic baskets, beverages of choice, and hang out with their neighbors, because ultimately a lot of the people that are subscribers are coming and sitting in the same seats for each of those shows, and they become friends with all the people around them. So yeah, it's quite a community experience.
That's super fun. Well, thank you, Joanna Reese from the LA Phil, announcing the Hollywood Bowl 2024 lineup so far. There will be more to come, right? Other shows that you guys surprise us with as the year goes on?
There will. There will. We have more shows that we can announce in a month or two. Yes.
And people can go to, is it hollywoodbowl.com?
That is right.
All right. Looking forward to shows at one of my favorite venues. Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you so much. See you soon.